We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all coming out strongly against President Trump's idea that the United States take over Gaza. Some countries describing the plan as illegal, racist, non-negotiable, and absurd. However, says ABC's Terry Moran,
it is, in fact, a formal statement of policy. He said this is not something off the cuff, that he'd been thinking about it and talking about it. And what he said was the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. He said, you know, we're going to do a job with it. We'll own it.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service suspended packages from China and Hong Kong. This morning, the USPS reversed course on that and said it would accept the packages. And as says, it's now working on an efficient collection mechanism for the new Trump tariffs. ABC News has learned that President Trump will sign another executive order today, this one banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. The White House expects the NCAA to change its rules in accordance with the order. This is ABC News. Major questions about President Trump's water plan in California. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Growing questions about the effectiveness of a plan to address California's water crisis weeks after the deadly wildfires. President Trump recently signed an executive order directing the Army Corps of Engineers to release billions of gallons of water from two reservoirs.
All we're doing is giving Los Angeles and the entire state of California virtually unlimited water.
But many locals are slamming the move. One water master calling it alarming and scary.
And farmers say it leaves them without enough water for irrigation of their crops. This weekend, the president will be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Security there tight. Eric DeLon is with Homeland Security.
This is going to be the safest city in America for this Super Bowl. We will have more federal assets, more federal law enforcement, more state and local law enforcement. Probably than any other Super Bowl ever played.
The game coming just over a month after the deadly New Year's Day attack on Bourbon Street. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid. With a little bow and arrow.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Governor Tony Evers has indicated he'll veto such legislation. Governor Evers announced his plans to combat PFAS and expand access to safe drinking water. Evers says his budget proposal will include more than $145 million to address PFAS contamination across the state. That includes creating a community grant program to help municipalities eliminate PFAS from drinking water. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for seasonal workers for state parks, forest trails, and recreation areas. Some of the open positions available include park rangers, campground attendants, and groundskeepers. Find more information on the DNR's website.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26. And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand Healthcare, your way. Find out more at provisions.health. City of Durand crews will be working on repairing a water service line today. Crews will be repairing the line on Goodrich Street between 11th and Prizel Streets today. Now, while the repairs are underway, Goodrich Street will be closed. There also may be some water service disruptions in the neighborhood. Those repairs should be completed today. Residents in the city of Mondovi that have shallow water lines are asked by the city water utility to start running a small stream of water to prevent freeze-ups. Residents that do start running water are to call Mondovi City Hall to notify the city. Now, this is only for residents that have had waterline freeze-up issues in the past. 11 people no longer have a home after an early morning fire in Chippewa County. According to Sheriff Travis Hawks, crews put out a fire at a 12-unit apartment at around 3 a.m. Tuesday. The building's located on Highway 124 in the township of Eagle Point. Two people were taken to a hospital. The Red Cross is working to find living arrangements for the tenants that were displaced. The apartment was home to several registered sex offenders. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department and the Department of Corrections are working to find appropriate places for them. The public will be notified once they're relocated. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. The suspect in the homicide at Eau Claire's Do Dodge Inn is being sent to an inpatient treatment facility. On Tuesday, a competency hearing was held for Anthony Jackson, who's been charged with intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide for the December stabbing of 31-year-old Alex Graff. A report that was prepared by Dr. Ryan Stepp isn't available for public record, but a judge ordered that Jackson be sent to an inpatient treatment facility as soon as DHS thinks it's appropriate and possible. Another competency hearing is scheduled once an inpatient evaluation is completed. In December, Jackson stabbed Graff in the heart, face, and back in an unprovoked attack. Graff later died at a hospital. A Viroqua man has been accused of illegally shipping guns to buyers in Saudi Arabia. 60-year-old Mark Bushman is facing several firearms and conspiracy charges. Investigators say Bushman sold nearly $400,000 worth of guns and gun parts to the overseas purchasers over the last 5 years. Many of the firearm components were concealed inside household items like toasters, space heaters, and landscaping power tools when they were shipped, according to officials. A woman accused of lying to cover up her sister's role in a deadly southern Minnesota buggy crash has accepted a plea deal. Sarah Peterson agreed to plead guilty to two felony counts of criminal vehicular operation yesterday during a settlement hearing in Fillmore County. Peterson admitted to the court that she lied to investigators following the 2023 crash that killed two children and injured two others. The judge in the case will dismiss 14 other charges during a sentencing hearing next month. Her sister Samantha is set to go on trial for her role in the crash in July. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
A conservative legal group is suing the WIAA over transfer rules. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is accusing the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association of illegally interfering in the business of publicly funded and administered sports groups. This after a student who was forced to go from private to public schools due to an illness in her family was blocked from joining the Baraboo softball team. The girl's family requested a waiver but was denied. A Will spokesperson says the girl's family pays school taxes and lives in the district, and the WIAA has overstepped its bounds as a private organization. The WIAA declined to comment due to the lawsuit. The Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles is offering the Wisconsin County Forest Association plate. The organization is a nonprofit that works to educate and sustain more than 2.4 million acres of healthy and productive forests for recreation and the state's forest product industry. In order to receive the plate, you'll need to commit to a $25 annual donation, which would be used to help advocate and promote sustainable forest management in Wisconsin. There are now more than 60 specialty plates available in Wisconsin. They can be viewed at the DMV website. Passenger numbers are up at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. The airport reached a new milestone in passenger traffic in 2023 when it surpassed the 6 million traveler mark for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, Mitchell welcomed over 6 million travelers, a 5% increase over the previous record. The airport is served by a dozen passenger airlines on domestic flights, with more flights to be added this year. A press release said much of the airport's success in 2024 came from adding new nonstop flights and amenities and concessions. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it an unconstitutional and an illegal power grab. Baldwin also called on her Republican colleagues in the Senate to remind the president that they're the ones who write laws and budgets. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naxalone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies across the state. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
12th-ranked St. John's won their 9th in a row, knocking off number 11 Marquette 70-64 at Madison Square Garden in New York last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Red Storm hit just 3 of 16 from 3 and 17 of 31 from the free throw line, but they clamped down defensively on the Golden Eagles to secure the victory. Chase Ross had 16 to lead Marquette, but first-place St. John's now 2 games in front of the Golden Eagles in the Big East standings. In Madison, the 19th-ranked Badgers claimed their 21st straight home victory against Indiana, knocking off the Hoosiers 76-64. John Tanjay had 15 points to lead 4 Badgers in double figures and their 18th win of the season. Greg Gard said his team continues to find ways to score every game.
The unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and, you know, Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group, but that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission, who's open, and they have confidence in everybody to let it fly.
At the Super Bowl, Chiefs coach Andy Reid announcing that he is returning for at least one more season next year. Reid has amassed 301 career wins and 3 Super Bowl titles. Asked if he's looking forward to adding to that total.
That's not part of it. That I enjoy teaching, so I don't get caught up too much on all the stats and all that, all the records and all that stuff. But I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy football, the game. You can't put in the hours that we do and not enjoy it. So I love the game. Yes, I'll be back.
Legendary Packers kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement yesterday. The 40-year-old didn't play in the NFL this season. He made more than 81% of his field goal attempts over his 17-year career. Bucks back at it tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. The Bucks have dropped 4 straight, including a blowout loss to the Thunder on Monday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
now we're shopping. Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Minnesota Wild couldn't get the puck past Jeremy Swayman during a 3-0 loss to the Boston Bruins last night. The Wild had all 35 shots stopped. The Wild are now in third place in the Central Division. They host Carolina tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves aim to avoid their third loss in a row when they host the Bulls at the Target Center tonight. The Wolves lost to Sacramento 116-114 at home on Monday. Tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Twins are bringing back one of their former players. The Twins signed reliever Danny Cullum to a 1-year deal worth $3 million yesterday. He spent 3 seasons with Minnesota from 2020 until 2022 before breaking out with the Orioles in each of the last 2 seasons. The 35-year-old was 1-0 with 1 save and a 2.12 ERA in 33 games with the Orioles this last year. High school basketball from last night on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In a game heard here on WRDN last night, Durand, Arkansas defeated Elmwood Plum City 67-40. Other boys' scores, it was Ellsworth over Amory 81-72. Prescott defeats St. Croix Central 54-47 in overtime. Glenwood City defeats Mondovi 66-54. Byron over Lake City 88-66. Menominee wins over Rice Lake 58-54. Spring Valley defeats Colfax 76-54. Elk Mound over Boyceville 73-34. Goodhue defeats Zumbrota Mazeppa 72-50. Houston over Wabasha Kellogg 67-47. Eau Claire Memorial defeats River Falls 74-36. Eau Claire North defeats New Richmond 64-60. Meanwhile, Mayo defeats Red Wing 85-46. Girls basketball from last night. It was Mayo defeating Red Wing 69-51. Elma Pepin defeats Asu Fairchild 52-40. Meanwhile, Boyceville over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 61-41. Hudson defeats Menominee 64-52. Byron over Lake City 75-40. Was Prescott just getting by Altoona 37-36. Meanwhile, the St. Croix Central girls defeat Somerset 45-39. And Baldwin Woodville defeats Ellsworth 60-40. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Conservationist Lan Tawney, the former president and CEO of Montana-based Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, is back with a new outdoors group. The American Hunters and Anglers Action Network will focus on protecting the nation's public lands legacy. More details about this new outfit when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Sportsmen and women active on social media likely have seen some posts appear this month from a new nonprofit organization, the American Hunters and Anglers Action Network. Lan Tawney, formerly of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, speaks in several videos promoting the new group, which he says will aggressively advocate for the nation's public lands. How is American Hunters and Anglers different from other outdoor groups? Well, Tawney says it will complement existing conservation organizations, in part because it's smaller, nimble, and can quickly lobby on behalf of the nation's hunters and anglers. You can check out its website at AmericanHuntersAndAnglers.org, where you'll see some of the issues the group says it staunchly opposes. Quickly, that includes transferring the management of publicly owned federal lands to individual states, or policies that weaken or threaten public lands, or threaten hunters and shooters' ability to own and possess firearms under the Second Amendment. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? Hims can help. Get started at hims.com/joy. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy.
Forecast for today, we'll have clouds and a 60% chance of snow and or freezing drizzle throughout the afternoon. Highs upper 20s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, 70% chance of snow and light freezing drizzle. Could see 1 to 2 inches. We'll have lows mid-20s tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing. Highs upper 20s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region. Pepin and Lake City at 7, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson at 6, Mondovi, Nogales 5, here at WRDN 6 above with Shania. And if you're not in it for love, it's 825.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I
I'll take you home. Now every woman sleeps with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a
taught her how to rip up the town. Honey trippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swingin' wall. Brother, she's all country.
tray.
Show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. Something more than just a crazy night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen and Love Somebody 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that the Watermark Mission holding a pancake, French toast, and sausage breakfast to benefit natural disaster survivors. That's this Saturday, starting at 7:30 in the morning at St. Henry's Catholic Church. All you can eat, takeouts available. $10 for adults. Kids under 5 are free. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. Celebrating birthdays today, sportscaster Don Cherry, 91. Pro Football Hall of Famer Roger Staubach, 83 today. He won the Heisman Trophy while at the Naval Academy, and he wasn't like players today. Sorry, Dallas, but I will play football for you after my 4-year commitment that I made to the United States Navy. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you in 4 years. You know what? He may have played for the Cowboys, but, and I know Viking fans, I get it, but got to respect that. I think that's pretty awesome. Emmy Award-winning actress Barbara Hershey is 77. She has been in the TV series Once Upon a Time in Chicago, Hope. Also, actress Jason Lee is 63. He's been in Hate Ship, Love Ship, and Jake Squared. Country singer Sarah Evans, 54 today. Actor Luke Newton is 32. He's been on the show Bridgerton. Physician John Jeffries, born in the state in 1744. He's known as America's first weather forecaster. Actor John Carradine, born in the state in 1906. He was in over 200 films, including The Invisible Man and The Ten Commandments. Singer Claude King, best known for his 1962 country hit Wolverton Mountain, born in the state in 1923. Baseball Hall of Famer Hammer and Hank, Hank Aaron, born in the state in 1934. Of course, with the Milwaukee Braves, ended his career with the Milwaukee Brewers, played in Eau Claire as well. All-time home run leader for 33 years with 755. I still am not counting Barry Bonds' record because Hank didn't need performance-enhancing drugs. He was just like, throw it, pal. Let's see what happens. You bet. Celebrating a birthday from earlier this week, Connor Bruner. Happy belated birthday, Connor. Jacob Bauer celebrating a birthday today. Their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, with a hog sale going on right now. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information. To enter the birthday anniversary club, pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. And send us a message that way. Or you can drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse and WRDN.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Cloudy throughout the day today, 60% chance of snow and or light freezing drizzle, highs upper 20, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, snow and freezing drizzle, 70% chance, could see 1 to 2 inches, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, highs upper 20s. Currently across the region, mix of clouds and sun, Pepin and Lake City at 7, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 6, Mondovi and Ocali 5. Here at WRDN, we do still have some sunshine. 6 above with Florida Georgia Line, and this is how we roll. It's 8:40.
something bumping, thump thumping on a wheel ride. The mix in our drink's a little stronger than you think, so get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
On them Mondays and pray on them Sundays, pass it around and we dream about one day, 'cause this is how we roll.
Romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing. gonna be my baby tonight.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give it damn, maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Yeah,
I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loved mine. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down hard, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Someone to put her tires back in the drive. And if
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone and Luke Combs. Sky for that, 8:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, about 9:10, Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter will be in. He's taking part in a fundraiser to help out Special Olympics. We're going to talk with Sheriff Winter about that. We're probably going to have to also talk with Sheriff Winter about this. NBC News is reporting, get this, thieves stole 100,000 eggs from the back of a distribution trailer, according to authorities in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Okay, here we go. And I know eggs, short supply, they're kind of expensive. I don't know if we ever had toilet paper thefts during the pandemic. But anyway, the theft occurred around 8:40 p.m. Saturday at Pete and Jerry's Organics in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. State police said that Pete and Jerry's is aware of the recent incident in Franklin County. They're actively working with local law enforcement to investigate, the egg supplier said in the statement. We take this matter seriously. Well, of course they do. Due to the ongoing investigation, they can't comment any further in this matter. Apparently, the eggs are worth about $40,000. Wow. I mean, so is there like a BOLO out or an APB out? Be on the lookout for 100,000 eggs from Pennsylvania?
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now. For a link to your exclusive offer, text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300. 300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Oh, so.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I'm a rig right down and bawl. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back, they're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stock.